With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku-band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor, Mr. MD, doctor, now can you tell me?
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We are here to empower you on Herb Talk. So glad you're joining us here on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about the power of one of God's special herbs. It's so special that cancer goes a-running. It's dandelion root. We're going to be talking about some of that. Also, we're going to talk about flu because we've got flu problems. We got virus problems. Everybody's sick, or a lot of people are. And if we had time, we'll talk about protein, how you can get the right kind and avoid some of the mishaps that people tend to fall into when they think they're getting protein and they're not. So we got a great show. And let's see, coming up, today is Thursday, but coming up next Tuesday, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley, so don't forget to tune in for that. And And then, you know, goodness, you know, Christmas is going to be here before we know it. So it's incredible how the time is just a flying by. Of course, we do have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, a big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform always. And while we're seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees, we're going to pray for America. Hey, you know, let's ask God to guide the president, shall we? And, you know, put the brakes on. We don't need to go over the cliff. So seek the Lord's face. Time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Well, if any of you out there are going to go on a Christmas cruise, you may want to bring your you know, disinfectant along. Passengers on a Carnival cruise, the Oriana, they left, where did they leave out of Southampton? 400 passengers, they said, were sick, although the cruise line is downplaying the numbers. But a passenger on the boat said there was like 400 people with the vomiting bug on this cruise line. A lot of gastrointestinal illness happening there. One traveler said that this Baltic cruise, it was a 10-night cruise from Southampton for Christmas, you know, Christmas cruise. They said they equated the whole thing to the plague ship. One passenger, Brian Weston, 67, he's from the Isle of Wight. He says that it's been from start to finish. He said passengers became ill almost immediately when they set sail, and it was like the virus kind of swept through the entire ship and kind of took a lot of passengers with it. His wife, Denise, who's 60 years old, said she's a viral specialist. She said that the cruise line shouldn't have set sail, should have waited 48 hours and scrubbed down, deep cleaned the ship, she says. UK's Health Protection Agency reported a 72% increase in the vomiting norovirus this year. It's just crazy. And we're getting it over here now. The Orania left Southampton on December 4th. Passengers paid $900 to be on this cruise. That should have included visits to Copenhagen, Oslo, and Amsterdam. But I'm sure they didn't get to see those. They were too sick. Oh, goodness. So, listen, if you get the vomiting bug, if you get that, you know, norovirus thing going on, hope you have stocked three important herbs that will stop the vomiting bug in its tracks within a 30-minute period. So what you do is you combine a teaspoon of fennel seed tincture, a teaspoon of peppermint leaf tincture, and a teaspoon of ginger root tincture. And you can add it to just a little bit of water, and you can sip on that, and it'll stop the vomiting. So it works. If you get the dysentery with it, the, you know, diarrhea, just layer in on a teaspoon of slippery elm inner bark and you're good to go. All right, let's talk about what's next up in the quack report. New handcuffs are going to be coming off the line shortly for all law enforcement, I'm sure, from coast to coast. These handcuffs have a new patent out on them. U.S. patent has been uncovered describing what is known as electronic handcuffs. They're capable of delivering electroshock, gas injections, chemical injections to prisoners. The cuffs are remote controlled by prison guards or police, MPs, whatever. They can give a strong or weaker electroshock as desired, and also chemical injections. Crazy. The RFID chips in the cuffs will determine distance between prisoners if there's any weapons or other objects that are dangerous. And the prisoner wearing the handcuff, if he's not behaving, the RFID chip will automatically give him a shock. Okay. So it includes microscopic needles in the handcuffs for any kind of gas or chemical injection, anything that, you know, the government desires to put in. There you are. I don't know. Lethal injection? I don't know. It's just crazy. The technology's going to run amok. Whew. Moving along in the quack report, New book on psychiatry is coming out called the DSM-5, which is pretty much the psychiatry Bible, if you will. It's pretty much a classification of the new mental illnesses, you know. So sorry to say that if you're sad, grief-stricken, have a little anxiety, if you're frustrated, if you're impatient, or if you're just overly excited about something, hey, you may be falling into a new classification of a mental disorder according to this upcoming new addition to the DSM. That's right. Mental disorders in the DSM-5 include general anxiety disorder, also known as GAD. So if a person feels a little anxious, hello, you may need to be medicated, according to them. Also includes disorders like disobedience defiance disorder, which is basically people who refuse to obey authority. Okay. Also, you can get diagnosed with the hoarding disorder if you stockpile food, water, ammunition, among other things. Yeah. Maybe you're a collector. Well, now it's called hoarding disorder. So if you're collecting comic books, coins, I don't know, other old toys, you know, classic toys, cars, you know, just about anything, you could be considered mentally ill according to this new book. Now, Alan Francis, he chaired the DSM number 4 edition that was released in 1994, and he now admits it was a huge mistake, because in that book they did the same thing. They took behaviors and made them mentally insane behaviors. It resulted in overdiagnosis of people, he said, that actually are quite normal. So in that book they ushered in things like false epidemics of attention deficit disorder and childhood bipolar disorder. So get ready. If you're picking your nose, I'm sure you're mentally ill. I'm sorry. Sorry. It's just crazy. Moving along, last but not least in the Quack Report, vitamin K. Oh, vitamin K intake, they say, cuts your risk of diabetes, especially if you're elderly, by at least 50%. Yeah, new cases of diabetes continue to increase. It's an epidemic level, especially for our young kids in middle and high school. And excess glucose in the circulation will damage virtually every cell and molecule structure in your body, just detrimental to critical proteins, enzymes, and can increase your risk of even plaque development in the arteries. So a handful of natural compounds, though, can help negate those deadly effects that, you know, sugar can cause, and vitamin K is one of them. It will lower your risk of developing diabetes, especially if you're elderly, by about 50%. Researchers have released this information in the American Journal of the Clinical Nutrition, if you want to look it up. And also the team of Spanish scientists have confirmed this. Vitamin K deficiencies are pretty prevalent in the Western diet because of the lack of leafy green vegetables like lettuce and spinach and broccoli, which all have vitamin K. And so nutrition experts recommend, if you're going to use supplements, you want a full-spectrum vitamin K supplement, and they say anywhere from 1,000 to 2,200 mcgs per day to help prevent diabetes and heart disease. Or, hey, maybe you could just eat your broccoli. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Our Frank is magical. Thank you. Okay, we're gonna talk about dandelion root. I've talked about it before, but I'm just gonna dedicate several minutes to this precious, precious herb. You know, because everyone's seen dandelion root. You have. You know, you have. Most children pick the mature sea-filled puffball, and they blow on it, and they watch all those seeds drift through the air. They have a great time, right? Of course, you know, Dad's sitting over there in the lawn chair going, oh, God, I'm going to have more dandelion weeds in my yard. But hey, Dad, maybe it's not a weed. Maybe it's got medicinal powers. And it does. So we're told that, you know, dandelion is one of the hardiest of lawn weeds. Or is it a weed? So dandelion is actually from the sunflower family. It is native to Western Europe and the Mediterranean. Now, where the dandelion originated, kind of hard to say because of the nature of its wind-blown seeds, which populate every climate-friendly area on the globe. Now, the prevalence of dandelion may be, you know, our creator's way of saying everyone at some point's going to need this herb. And let's find out why, shall we? Let's look at a little bit of history, because dandelion has a very rich history. It was first recorded in written form by Arabian physicians as a medicinal remedy around the 10th century. Now, the Greeks refer to this as pteraos akos, which translates to disorder remedy. So how did it get the name dandelion? Well, the French actually gave this herb its common name. They called it dent de lion, which translates to teeth of the lion. So why did they call it that? Well, they associated the sawtooth shape of the leaf as lion's teeth, and down through the centuries, the leaf and the root have been used for medicinal properties. But dandelion has some other names. It has other common names. I call them dandelion aliases. Many of the aliases are blowball, cankerwort, fairy clock, Irish daisy, piss in the bed. Now, that's an interesting common name. Priest crowned and swine snout, and even white endive. So we're going to find out why they called it pissed in the bed in just a minute. Let's look at some of the folklore. It's always fun. A dandelion is mentioned in natural medicine folklore as having uses for bedwetting, liver and spleen disorders, heartburn, eczema, rheumatism, and even gout. So dandelion shows up in folk medicine in China, to India, to Europe, and the Western world. Not everyone who used dandelion over the centuries knew why it works so well. But science has discovered that it has many actions. The human body will utilize only the chemical properties of the plant that it needs. For instance, dandelion has flavonoids, which work like a diuretic and a blood purifier. This is why it works so well on the kidneys and the bladder issues before it reduces, you know, it will reduce the cramping and the muscle spasms and even inflammation. So our ancestors also used dandelion as a digestive aid. And science explains that it has this inulin mucilage of the dandelion, which tends to soothe the digestive tract. And it removes irritating toxins and, of course, promotes the regulation of friendly bacteria. And dandelion was also, therefore, nature's probiotic. Think about it. So how does dandelion help the liver and the spleen? Well, science discovered that dandelion has oils and bitter resins, which stimulate these organs to purge toxins. Now, a similar action happens on the kidney filters. So this herb is also going to be high in vitamin A, beta-carotene, which is stored in the liver for nutrition. And when you assist the liver to function better, you also assist the gallbladder. And dandelion helps with gallstones as well. So, you know, I personally would layer dandelion with barberry bark and milk thistle for the liver and the gallbladder area. Well, I want to talk about a study really quickly. Recently, a study from Windsor University in Canada found that dandelion root kills cancer cells. Biochemist Samarin Pandey had doubts regarding Dr. Caroline Ham's report that dandelion root tea was helping her cancer patients at the hospital get better. So it seems Pandey was the ultimate skeptic when it came to using natural substances for medicinal applications. So he tested dandelion root just to prove that he was right, that it was just mere coincidence that the tea-drinking leukemia patients were getting better. So Pandey tested leukemia blood samples against the dandelion root extract. It was one of those career moments when he discovered that Dr. Ham was right. There is something in the dandelion root that makes leukemia cells commit cell suicide. He also noted that other healthy non-cancerous cells were not affected, indicating that dandelion root actually zeroes in and destroys only the cancer cells. Now, the other benefit is that there's no side effects, which is not the case with chemotherapy and radiation treatments. And Dr. Pandey wanted to test dandelion root further against other cancer cells. So in the lab, he used other types of cancer cells in lab cultures, and he got the same results each time. So dandelion root kills, apparently, all kinds and types of cancer cells. So Dr. Pandey's research was big news, kind of like the dandelion jackpot. You know, in the medicinal community, it, you know, rang a few bells. And, of course, the grant funding money came pouring in. They are hoping that this research will lead to a synthetic dandelion drug for Big Pharma to sell. Now, if they pull this off, you know that the drug will have, you know, side effects and it won't work as well as the original dandelion root. And why is that? Well, most chemicals found in natural sources will have buffer alkaloids with them. And these buffers are designed as required uptake nutrients. This combo is nature's way of making sure the strong chemicals in the plant are metabolized properly to avoid toxicity and side effects. Pharmaceutical companies can't patent what is naturally occurring in medicinal plants unless they there's a significant change. They alter it somehow. So they will isolate the strongest alkaloids and make their drugs, and if they can make a synthetic copycat, it will provide the big profits they're looking for. Now, clinical trials are underway already in Canada to help, you know, launch this new miracle drug. And if a patient cannot, if a patent can't be secured on the drug, you're not going to see oncologists endorse dandelion root for anything. Hope you know that. So why not just, you know, folks, use organic dandelion root? That's what I say. You know, skip the drug trials, the patenting, and all that other. Just use dandelion root. You don't need a prescription for that, and it's low cost, and there's no side effects. Now, if you'd like to read more about the Canadian study, you can go to naturalnews.com and just, you know, kind of use the search key for dandelion cancer prevention. Or you can look up the November 5th, 2012 edition of the Windsor Star newspaper, where they reported on it as well. Now, let's talk about side effects for a minute. Does dandelion root have any side effects or counter-regulatory indicators to worry about? Well, the German E-Commission, which is similar to the FDA, has tested dandelion root and has officially approved of its use for digestive disorders like appetite loss, indigestion, gas, and even liver bile flow problems. So dandelion root does offer a diuretic effect and should not be used with prescription diuretics. I would not use dandelion root with appetite suppressants, as dandelion can stimulate an appetite. I would not use dandelion with prescription or over-the-counter laxatives because dandelion alone does offer a mild laxative-type action. I wouldn't use dandelion root with anti-inflammatory drugs because dandelion offers anti-inflammatory action. And both the Germany Commission and the FDA recognize dandelion root as safe and free of adverse reaction risk. However, I would not mix it with drugs. This does not mean that you can't have an allergy to the herb either. Skin rash can happen in those who are sensitive to dandelion. Now, I would avoid using dandelion if you suffer from intestinal inflammation or blockage or a bile duct problem, if you got a blockage of the bile duct. Okay. And what are the recommended uses should you decide you want to use dandelion? Well, if you intend to tap into the power of dandelion and how you should use it, this is what we find. With any medicinal herb, you will use it for a short time, 4 to 6 weeks, and not in a continuous basis. This is not a drug like you would get a prescription for to use for life. This is just something to use intermittently for certain situations. There is a difference in medicinal and nutritional food sources. Nutritional sources can you can use all the time. When my kids were little, when they were smaller, they would ask me why herbs tasted bad. Well, I explained that a strawberry tasted sweet, and this is a nutritional food, and you can eat a lot of it if you want. A medicinal herb may taste bitter or hot, and you would naturally only eat a small amount. So the medicinal herbs are packed full of strong chemicals that your body can use for medicine, and you need to take smaller amounts. So if dandelion tasted like a strawberry, you probably would take too much. So dandelion root will be harvested after the bloom has hit its peak and the medicinal properties will revert back to the root. Therefore, dandelion root tincture is going to offer your most potency. It's going to be the most potent form. Now, the recommended dose, if you're going to use a dandelion root tincture, would be 1 to 2 teaspoons 3 times a day. If you're using dandelion root tea, you will need to steep the tea about 20 minutes, and 3 cups of tea will equal 1 teaspoon of tincture. So if you intend to use dandelion, make sure it's certified organic. This will guarantee your herb is free of pesticides, fertilizers, fungicides, and other agricultural chemicals. Now, the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they've included certified organic dandelion root in their bladder and kidney cleanse tea. And you can also layer this tea with their kidney and bladder cleanse tincture for maximum cleansing effect. Now, they have also added dandelion root to their blood cleanse tincture. Now, to offer more versatility, though, in the next few weeks, Apothecary Herbs will be offering a new product called Dandelion Root Tincture all by itself. So you can use it separately, or you can layer it with other herbs such as your barberry bark and your milk thistle. Now, for a free product catalog, you can give them a call at Apothecary Herbs. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. Toll-free at 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial this number, 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Of course, their website has a lot of information on there, including these products we just talked about. And you can go there, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com will get you over to their website. Lots of information there. Of course, money back guarantee on all their products, so you can learn how to use them and not worry about refunds. Okay, the only thing you risk is shipping if you decide to return the item. Also, take note if you're on their website about their holiday schedule. If you want to receive your herb orders on time, you want to place your order by 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on December 21st. They will not be shipping orders out the week of Christmas, so if you don't get it in by the 21st, you'll have to wait until the new year to have your order shipped out. And, of course, I think they just put up there a brand new Christmas offer, which is free ground ship orders over $20 in the continental United States. So take advantage of that, and I think that's through Christmas, if I'm not mistaken. So get that together there, or it's through the 21st, I should say. So if you want to receive an order, free ship, take advantage. Got to take a break, folks. More on the other side.
Okay, Simon.
Oh.
Okay, Theodore.
Oh.
Okay, Albert.
Okay.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Children sleeping, snow is softly falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we
back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. So glad you're joining us tonight, and we're empowering you with health news. First part of the show, we talked about the amazing dandelion root and how you can be a victorious conqueror over cancer and leukemia with that, according to medical science. And all you have to do is get some real dandelion root. Don't wait for the drug. You got the root right now. All right, let's talk about the flu, because like the UK has mentioned, they got this norovirus vomiting bug. It's like 70% saturation in their, I guess, population. It's bad. They said it's really bad. And we're seeing signs of that over here now. Of course, you know, with a lot of transatlantic flights, the holidays, so get ready. We're going to see more of it. Plus, you know, they're rolling out those flu vaccines, and that usually prompts a lot of coughing and sneezing as well. So let's talk about this flu, because if you listen to the World Health Organization, the northern and southern hemispheres going to be hit hard with influenza viruses this cold and flu season. Scientists have been in the lab, you know, creating what they think would be the proper flu vaccine to counteract it. You can imagine those cooks in the kitchen. Which scientist would you think would have the final say on what flu pathogens wind up in the flu vaccine? Well, I imagine the influenza specialist group, also known as ISG, has input. They've recommended three influenza strains to include this year's flu vaccine, the bird flu. The World Health Organization collects data on viruses via their Global Influenza Surveillance Program. Did you know they had one of those? Yeah, they analyze that data at their collaboration centers. And the results determine how they think the flu virus is going to evolve and which strains they should put in the flu vaccine the next year. So every 6 months, the World Health Organization analyzes and updates their changes in the vaccine formulas if necessary to accommodate the data coming in. According to July 2012, they reported in the U.S. News, they stated the World Health Organization anticipates at least half the world population to be affected by the bird flu virus this year. Well, duh, because they have three bird flu viral strains in the flu vaccine, which they're pumping into the arms of everybody they can get. So, FYI. And of course, Dr. Carley's been on the show talking about the live strain, which is the up-your-nose variety of inoculation, which she says is very dangerous, and I agree. So the flu vaccine kind of reminds me of alphabet soup, though, you know. The scientists assign letters and numbers to these different influenza strains. And this year, the scientific community thinks that we're going to be exposed to three different strains of the California H1N1, the Victoria H3N2, and the Wisconsin B virus. They decided to keep the bird flu H1N1 strain of 2009 in this vaccine as well, and they are adding the H3N2 European bird flu strain from 2011 into this year's flu vaccine. And they have been preparing this flu vaccine by traditional means. They grow it on eggs. They've been doing that since last February. And, of course, the H5N1 strain of avian flu showed up in the Asian hemisphere, which involved 15 cases in late 2011 and early 2012. So the virus seems to remain in the Asian hemisphere. So the World Health Organization said it didn't seem to be a threat to the northern or southern hemisphere, so they left it out of your flu concoction inoculation this year. According to the WHO, the drug manufacturers can make and test a flu vaccine in about 6 months. Now, as I've mentioned in previous shows, the Pentagon, also known DARPA, can make 10 million vaccine doses on tobacco cells in 30 days. How much testing does this vaccine get? Well, apparently, their vaccine soup is in animal trials now, and it's slated for clinical trials in the near future. So DARPA makes vaccines at the Medico 97,000-square-foot facility in Triangle Park, North Carolina. And it's funded with $21 million of our tax money, and it's run by Homeland Security. They anticipate this facility to be fully operational, pumping out 40 million doses of influenza vaccine per pandemic. So you can see more on the facility if you want to visit their website, medico.com. That's M-E-D-I-C-A-G-O.com. And on there it says, quote, robust domestic vaccine supplies. That's where they make them. Oof. Sad. Isn't it sad humanity's come to this? They got to have millions of doses of vaccines. Millions. Well, they all say it's to build our immune system up. Well, not really. Rather than inject your body with dangerous pathogens grown on eggs or tobacco cells, it's easier, safer, healthier to just build up your own natural immune system. Now, if you want to strengthen your immune system, make sure, you know, your diet has ample natural, not synthetic, antioxidants and vitamins and amino acids and beta-carotenes and vitamin K and immune-boosting supplements. So organic foods like your fruits and vegetables will contain much of this nutrition. Oranges, blueberries, mangoes, broccoli, asparagus, apricots, carrots, tomatoes, sweet potato, collard greens, green peppers, pink grapefruit. That all should be on your grocery list, and it'll boost up your immunity. Now, herb foods that will boost immune system are going to be your garlic, onion, horseradish, apples, alfalfa, and cayenne pepper. Now, some of my favorite herbs also are for immune system are echinacea root, astragalus root, and, of course, ginseng to help filter toxins and pathogens out of the system quickly. So now studies have been done and showed that you can kill viruses and bacteria and boost your immune system with your brain. Did you know that? Yeah, some studies said that negative thoughts, if you have too many negative thoughts running through your head, it's going to lower your immune system, and positive thoughts will boost your immune system. So this is another way to protect you from the common cold, stress, heart disease, pulmonary problems. You'll breathe easier, and you'll improve your coping abilities to help you deal better with trauma and hardships and stress that can lower immune system. So Life Science actually published a study that thinking positive improves your health. They studied their volunteer group for about 5 years. They tracked their optimism levels to see if it affected their operation and their immune system. And when the test group's perspective was optimistic, you know, my glass is half full, the volunteers had stronger cell mediation immunity. The cells had increased resistance to viruses and bacteria. And they also noted that they did not stick, that the immune system response time was faster, wasn't slow. So the immune system would flood the bloodstream with defense cells to kill the viruses and bacteria faster. When optimism or positive thinking dropped, so did the cell mediation response of the immune system. So many other studies show that there is an influential connection between the physical and the psychological, everything from marital spats, job stress, unemployment, financial problems can delay healing and promote disease. So toxic relationships will be devastating to health because it will exhaust an immune system. Here's some other things. According to a study from the University of Kentucky, our genetics and personality have influence on how well our immune system operates. The study investigated the connection of having college students answer a questionnaire to test how positive they were. To test their immunity, they were given dead mumps virus or a candida yeast injection under their forearm skin. These injections were to trigger the cellular immune system response, which created a small bump at the injection site. Apparently, the bump size was an indicator on how well the immune system is working. So during a series of optimism challenges, the interns, when they were taking exams, for instance, the student's immune system was checked. When they were optimistic, it was up. The cell mediation immune response rose up. And when the optimism dropped, the immune system became weaker and the bump was smaller. So the results show that optimism affects emotions and triggers an immune system response. They suspected that the results would be similar in the elderly, but at a much slower rate. And this was partly, this partly explains why the depressed elderly are more vulnerable to infections and disease. And, you know, it, and if you don't think something natural is going to help you, then it's not going to work as well, is it? Nothing will work as well if you don't think it'll help you. Now, another component that we can tap into to improve the effectiveness of our immune system is to add a visual element to the optimism. Some folks use visualization in self-hypnosis. Now, I'm not suggesting that you hypnotize yourself and not live in reality. That's not what I'm saying. Visualization is an inexpensive way to help your body heal and protect itself when you have positive thoughts with positive vision. So kind of like in your mind's eye kind of thing. So think of a place where you feel totally relaxed, safe, and peaceful. Add your optimistic thoughts, such as, I'm thankful for my soothing hot bath, for instance. And studies show that the thoughts of gratitude, what you're thankful for, and what you appreciate in your life are excellent mood and immune system lifters. So there is a chemical reaction which occurs. The adrenaline, when you are humble and appreciative, is kicking in, and the brain's hypothalamus transfers emotions, guess what, into chemicals. So these chemicals can influence your appetite, your blood pressure, your breathing, your digestion, your temperature, heart rate, blood sugar levels, and your hormones. So emotions are carried back and forth through the body as chemicals, and the human brain is connected to billions of cells through these chemicals and the nervous system connections. So the two hemispheres of the brain control different functions. The left side is thought to house your logic, your words, your speech, your rational thoughts. The right side of the brain is thought to be more of the creative center, housing your imagination and your intuition. Now, your day-to-day interactions are carried out on the left side, so it adds balance to incorporate some creativity to your day with the right side of your brain. So the right side also is where goal orientation is and will help steer you towards your goals. Visualization targets on the right side of the brain are helpful. An example would be the right side of the brain helping the left side of the brain with accomplishing a goal. In the 1930s, for example, the Hoover Dam story is an excellent example. The dam between Nevada and Arizona cost $165 million to build. The dam was 4,360 cubic yards of concrete in it, and the engineers had problems getting this concrete to set up in the wet clay. Math physicists estimated that it would take over 100 years for the concrete to cool and cure properly. A junior engineer came up with a solution. He said he went to bed with the problem on his mind, the concrete not curing. It was on his mind. He told himself while he was asleep to think of the solution. He gave his right side of the brain a goal, okay? And he awoke with the answer, and then he went to his chief engineer the next morning with his idea. The contractor at the site had an ice-making facility, so they needed the concrete to set up fast, and to do that, what they did is they pumped ammonia refrigeration through the pipes to the concrete. And after they got the concrete to set, they filled those pipes with concrete as added strength. We possibly would still be waiting for Hoover Dam to be completed if not for the creative right side of the human brain. So goals, there are a few things to remember when you have goals, when trying to use thoughts to improve your immune system and use creative problem solving. You want to be specific with your visualization and your goal setting. If you're going to give your brain a job to do, be as specific as possible. You also want to make sure that you are trying to accomplish something that is achievable, okay? So leaping tall buildings in a single bound, not possible, okay? So once you have these two steps down, you can feel more confident and rest assured you're going to be accomplishing your goals. Don't forget that you're going to need to be relaxed, mind and body, when you want to use your brain to achieve these goals. Uncross your arms and legs, breathe deeply, relax, and with a little patience and practice and persistence, you'll be able to tap into your optimism, and your creative right side of your brain to solve problems and also to strengthen your immune system. So no one disputes that we live in challenging times. However, we have what we need to meet the challenges and succeed. Your mind, your body, your immune system are more powerful than you think. And you can protect and strengthen yourself and do it without the toxic chemicals or dangerous poisons that are out there and over-the-counter products and vaccines. Now, first, you want to think positive. Secondly, you want to tap into your creative part of your mind to visualize your success. And of course, the human body does need some nutrients, so you want to eat healthy, have a healthy diet, and use occasionally some immune-boosting herbs for added prevention to help shorten the duration of illness should you get sick. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a full line of immune-boosting formulas. They have the pandemic kit, of course, which is great for cold and flu. They have the power herb kit. They have lots of things there you can buy on the immune system side. So if you have questions or concerns, you can give them a call or email them. They'll help guide you through the process. Of course, you can get a free product catalog, and that number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. And don't forget, now through the 21st, they're offering free ground ship in the continental United States. So if you're thinking about getting what you need, do so now, because you have until the 21st at 2 p.m. Eastern time for it to be mailed out before the Christmas holiday. Apothecary Herbs is closed the week of Christmas. So if you miss that deadline, your products will not ship until the new year. Okay, we got a few minutes. So we're going to tap into this topic on the right protein, because you know what? Next to oxygen and water, protein is one of the more important elements for maintaining good health. All the tissues, the bones, the nerves, are composed mostly of protein. So too many of us don't eat the right foods to provide the protein we need to function. So without enough protein, we can't maintain healthy muscles, blood, skin, hair, nails, heart function, and brain function. So without protein, your arterial walls get weak, and you can lose teeth, and your joints and ligaments can have problems. So we're going to talk about the right stuff today. Now, our modern age has promoted malnutrition, largely due to convenience foods that are high in sugar and fat. Now, you can be obese and malnourished, and at the same time, this is why American, England, and much of the developed world is overweight, because we prefer burgers and Coca-Cola. Now, in 2006, the International Association of Agricultural Economics meeting, Professor Popkin of the University of North Carolina stated that we are mostly overweight and undernourished people ever in the history of mankind. At the time, Professor Popkin reported that 300 million were obese, 800 million undernourished, and 1 million overweight in America. So he made the stark comparison that we had transitioned from a starving world to an obese one, and it is accelerating. Now, the British are fighting the same kind of health problems Americans are. The London Times reported 2 million Britons were malnourished, overweight, or just too fat. The experts say the numbers are closer to 4 million. Now, the average British diet is high in fat, salt, calories, very little nutrition. Even though food is plentiful, our bodies are starving. During World War II, Britons would receive coupon books, which they traded for their ration of eggs, milk, flour, canned fruit, and meat. Now, in 1939 to 1945, there was food rationing systems in Britain, and the people had more nutrition than we have right now today. Isn't that weird? Well, let's talk about some protein facts. Foods high in calories but low in protein make the body convert muscle and other vital tissue to energy. Some of your hormones are proteins, such as your thyroid hormone and your insulin, that are necessary to control your growth, your sexual development, and your metabolism, that rate your metabolism flows at. So many of us today are worried about our pH level, and we don't realize that protein actually protects the blood and tissues of the body from becoming too acidic or too alkaline. Now, I hear concerns also that bloating and protein with minerals usually found in your salt help regulate water balance in the body. So people are worried about salt, but they're not using the right salt. They're using, you know, table salt that's been refined, but Celtic salt, sun-dried salt, helps your body digest proteins and convert them to amino acids for cell energy. So the right salt in moderation is helpful. Now, our digestive function is already compromised if we're if we have malnutrition, and you know what, disease is just a skip away. When we don't get our protein and our vitamins, we have skin problems, bleeding gums, hair loss, weak muscles, swollen abdomens, and thyroids that don't function. We have anemia, and we have a host of other problems. A majority of us that take surveys say that less than 20% of the adults are eating the 5 daily recommended portions of fruits and vegetables, so less than 20%. Wow. So what should we be getting in our daily amount of protein? This is a debated subject among health experts. Our body needs protein every day to build and repair muscle and tissue and to make enzymes and hormones for us to function. Women are at a greater risk. If you're pregnant or nursing, your protein needs are higher, according to the USRDA. Men that weigh 154 pounds should get 56 grams of protein a day. Females weighing 110 pounds need 40 grams a day. Pregnant and nursing women need 20 to 30 grams more per day. So those who are extremely active or under what we call mega stress, they're going to need more protein than the rest of us who tend to live more sedentary lifestyles who need less protein. Now, since our body does not store protein like it stores fat, it's got to break down muscle for that protein source if we don't supply it. So our protein needs depend on our weight and activity level. So the average protein requirement for most people will be about 50 grams. So we think of protein, we think of meat, we think of dairy, nuts, seeds, things like that, protein for the body. So here's a brief list of some protein-rich foods. Your chicken breast will have 30 grams. Steak, 4 to 6 ounces of steak, 40 grams. Large eggs, 6 grams, half a cup of beans, about 19 grams, a quarter cup of seeds, about 19 grams, ground beef, a quarter pound, 28 grams, tuna or salmon, 6 ounces of it, 40 grams, and of course nuts, a quarter cup, about 8 grams, and of course if you're using alternate milk products like soy or almond or rice milk, about 8 grams per cup. So beans are an excellent source for low-fat, low-cholesterol protein. Nuts and your peanuts, your cashews, good sources as well. Sunflower and pumpkin seeds are great too. Rule of thumb on the meats is every ounce is approximately 7 grams of protein, okay? So if you're looking for protein but you're not a meat eater, turn to your protein-rich plant sources like spirulina and chlorella. Those would be your blue-green algaes. Of course, use sources that test those products for contaminants and radiation. Of course, you want to be safe. And if you're looking for that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have that in their Body Foundation food mix. Lots of protein. It's all plant-based. No animal product there. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for more information at 866-229-3663. And, of course, you can visit their website at thepowerherbs.com. Goodness, I'm out of time, folks, but, you know, we'll be back on Tuesday, and Dr. Carly will be with us. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, or prevent or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before you use any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time. Be well.